Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Watching under prayer, for you said, thou will keep him in perfect peace
mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. And my God, I pray that you will increase our faith where our faith is weak and lacking. We pray that you help us, O Lord, to earnestly contend for that faith that was once given unto the saints. Help us, O Lord, to trust you and to take you at your word, never ever doubting the word of God, for your word stands for sure. Your word is true. Help us today, Lord. Oh, my God, we want to be saved in the end. We want to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help us to go through every test and every trial. Lead us on to victory. Oh, Lord, we know you're able, and we know you've got all power in your hand. We are looking to you today. We are requesting that you look upon us with compassion and with mercy, that you will help us to go forward in you and do your will, speak your words. Help us today, oh Lord. We want to be saved, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, move in a mighty way. Your blood covered today. Move by your spirit, oh Lord. For without you, we can do nothing. We can't pray. We can't sing. We can't preach. Without you, Lord,
yes,
we
Lord.
Need you today, Lord. Help us, oh Lord. Take us through, oh Lord. Help us to endure, oh Lord, to stand our test. Help us, Jesus, to continue in prayer, doubting nothing. You said men ought always pray and not to faint. Teach us to be instant in prayer. Help us to pray at all times, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh Lord. Oh my God, I pray that you look on this broadcast and every believer and every soul that is on this broadcast. We pray that you will touch them, that you will bless them, that you will grant their petitions according to your will, that you will save, heal, forgive, strengthen, and deliver. We know thou art a deliverer. Lift heavy burdens. Those who are going through bereavement, we pray that you continue to touch them and strengthen them and take them through. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on your people everywhere throughout the world. Touch, bless, strengthen, and heal, and deliver. Help your people to go through, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. Oh, my God, all those who are listed on the prayer list, we pray that you touch them all one by
yes,
one
God.
And name by name, that you will save to the uttermost, that you will deliver the souls, O Lord, those that desire to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray that you will fill them, O Lord, that let your spirit rule in them. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, we thank you for all things today. We thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for taking us through this day and keeping
thank
us.
You.
We thank you for your mercy toward us. We thank you for your compassion. We pray that you continue to look on us with compassion and mercy, and that you will help us to go through. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that powerful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. It's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. At this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. The opening scripture is taken from the 73rd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. That's the 73rd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and it reads, "Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasses them about as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore, his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how does God know, and is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. May God for the number of his word, the 73rd number of Psalm, the first of the 17th verses. And again, we thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title 1 School, and one is O-N-E. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, feel free to give us a call. If you're clergy, you'd like to have remarks after the word, you have a testimony you'd like to share, a song you'd like to sing, a scripture you'd like to read, or just an encouraging word, give us a call, 978-990-5270. You don't have to wait. You can call. Right now, the access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or you just needed a little encouragement to help you get through the week, every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Mabel Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesday evenings at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And then also on Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbeth hosts the Veris Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. That access code is 567-2574. And on Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Free Simple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. with Pastor Jerry Bennett as the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hogue teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for the Edmond family, Sister Kim Hogues, little Daniel Hogues, the Breathed Carr family, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Edie Johansson, the Reeves Darius family, the Reeves Davis family, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Olame and Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Reeves Spriggs family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmonds Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Manthay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and I would like to add my niece, Judea Hameen, to the prayer list. Please keep her in prayers. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And there is this song, and I'm going to attempt to sing it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, I hear a shower of blessing. Thou art scattering, oh, and free. Thou art the thirsty souls refreshing. Let some drops now fall on me. Cast me not, O gentle Savior, gentle though my heart may be. I am longing for your favor whilst thou art blessing, O Lord. Bless me, even me, Lord, even me. Even me, Lord, even me. Let some drops. While you are blessing, O Lord, stop by and bless me. Amen. Praise the Lord. This time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming to Evangelist Khadija. Let some drops fall on me. Praise the Lord. When the Lord bless us and he let his spirit fall upon us, I tell you, we can praise God for a while. We can lift up the name of Jesus and glorify him and praise him in the dance. The psalmist that was read, God has been good to Israel. And of a truth, we being the people of God, we can say, truly, God has been good to us. So that's why we praise the Lord. That's why we sing unto the Lord. And that's why we give his name praise, because he has been good to us. We encourage each of you up in radio land to continue to look to the Lord, trust in God, for he is our hope. And he is our help. And now at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Pastor Sheila Hameen of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland. And as she comes, let us pray with her that the word of God may have free course. God bless you, Dr. Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for the opening prayer, the Lord for the opening scripture, and that beautiful selection. Just thank God for all of you tonight who have tuned in. And I don't know about you, but I'm used to Friday night being joy night. Hallelujah. I'm used to going forth in the praises, lifting up the name of Jesus. I'm used to clapping my hands and stomping my feet and singing praises to the Lord. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Even though we're on the radio broadcast, it does not hinder me from praising God. It doesn't stop me waving my hands to the Lord. Oh, glory to God. It doesn't stop me from opening my mouth wide and giving God the praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. So tonight, I just want to get a praise out. Will you join me in giving God some praise? If we send up the praises, the blessings will come down. He will let some drops fall on us. Glory be to God.
Amen. Thank you.
Let's go ahead right now and just give God a high praise. Just praise him.
Hallelujah.
way that you praise him. Glory to God.
Yes.
And I open
yes,
up
Lord.
The line right now. We might can't hear you, but God can hear you. Hallelujah. So at this moment, let's just take some time and give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, bless your name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I feel better. Oh. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
that's all
Lord, Lord. I got a praise
yes,
and I got
Jesus.
It
thank
out.
You, Lord.
Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Praise
Lord.
Your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Got to get it out.
Praise,
oh, praise the Lord. I thank God. I feel better when I give God praise. I need
yes.
to praise him. That helps
yes.
me spiritually.
Yes.
That just continues to strengthen me when I'm praising the Lord. Amen.
Yes,
praise
sure.
God. So we're not going to prolong the time, but moving right along, let us prepare to go to the Word of God. And I got in kind of late this evening. But that doesn't stop me from giving God the praise. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So at this time, let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we ask, God, that you will speak to us through your word. Oh, Lord God, minister unto us because you know what we need, Lord. You know us better than we know ourselves. You know everything about us. And we ask your word come forth in fullness, O Lord, in power and in demonstration. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we are taking you at your word. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go now to the Word of God, to the 27th number of Psalms. That is Psalm 27, beginning with verse 1. And then we're going to skip down to verses 11 through 14. I also had another passage, but I didn't get a chance to pick out the scriptures. But nevertheless, however the Lord leads, you pray for me. Amen. So I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and that is Psalm 27, verse 1 reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Then skip down to verse 11. "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Praise the Lord. And the scriptures that come to mind when I think about this particular psalm and the things that the psalmist began to say unto the Lord. Hallelujah. It made me think about Daniel, which is the other scripture I had in mind, Daniel, the sixth chapter. I thought about how King Darius He began to reign. Oh, glory to God. And he had 120 princes. And he began to just set them up and appoint three presidents over them. And Daniel was first. And again, there were the princes there. There were the presidents. And all of these men, they did not like Daniel being first. They didn't like it because Daniel was preferred presidents and the princes. Why? Because of an excellent spirit he had in him, the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Glory be to God. So when God began to bless us, the enemy will rise up against us and try to cause us to fall or try to destroy us or remove us out of our place. But when God has set us up, when God has put us in place, nobody anywhere can move us out of our place. Hallelujah. The psalmist began to say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? There's no need to fear anyone. Doesn't matter how they assert their authority or feel like they have power over you. There's no need to fear anyone. Why? Because the Lord is our light and our salvation. The Lord is the strength of our lives. So we put our trust in him. If we look to him, we don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid. Glory, hallelujah. The psalmist inquired of the Lord, saying, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemy. The Lord is the one who will lead us where we should go, because he knows that the enemy is always trying to set traps and plot against the people of God. The true believers in the Lord are under attack. They're looking for ways to put a stop to us, to take us out, hallelujah, as the president and princes thought to do with Daniel. And what they did, they came together in a deceitful way. And they went to the king and they got him to make a decree for 30 days. Oh, and they told the untruth that all the presidents and all the princes had met and agreed to this thing. But they left Daniel out of it. And they felt like if they could find occasion against him, it had to be with his God. Because they weren't going to find any occasion. And they were the ones who decided that it had to be concerning his God. Because they knew that he was trusting in the Lord. They knew that he was not afraid, that he served God continually. Hallelujah. So this is the enemy always coming up with some kind of trick, some kind of trap to trip us up. Praise the Lord. And again, the presidents and princes, they got together in an evil, conniving way and went to King Darius with this, asking him to make a decree for 30 days. And the decree was that nobody could ask any petition of any god or any man except the king for 30 days. And that's what the king signed. And, of course, the laws of the Medes and the Persians, once decreed, it could not be altered. And the king was unaware that they had tricked him. They had deceived him And so when Daniel knew about it, he went straight in the house. That's in Daniel, the 6th chapter and the 10th verse. And I want to read that. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. He wasn't afraid because of the decree. He didn't stop going before God praying 3 times a day, but he continued to serve the Lord, amen, in the same manner as if there was no. And what's happening around the world, you have these evil and corrupt lawmakers getting into office, passing all kinds of laws that will cause hurt to the true believers in the Lord, trying to find a way to stop us from serving the Lord in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. But God will deliver. And if I didn't say what my title was, that is, God will deliver. And the theme is,
all right,
wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. And so Daniel went on in the usual manner, continuing to pray before God. And so these men, they got together and they found Daniel praying, making his supplication before the Lord in the usual way he normally did. And so they found this occasion to go back to the king, and they told the king what Daniel was doing. And when he heard this, the king was very displeased with himself, and they had gotten over on the king. But the king, even in that, he tried to find a way to deliver Daniel. In the 14th verse, the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. He was trying to find a way to get him out from under that decree. But God, hallelujah, is the only one who can and will deliver. When man has done everything he could and can't do anymore, God can do everything. Oh, praise be to God. And so here they come before the king. They want the king to demand that Daniel be thrown into the lion's den. And, of course, because of the decree, the king had to do it. Oh,
yes.
Praise be to God. But the king even had faith because of Daniel. In the 16th verse, then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, he began to encourage him. He said, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Yeah, I guess he resolved that no matter what I can do, my hands are tied. I can't do but so much. But your God, the one that you serve continually, he will deliver you. He didn't say, well, he might deliver you, or do you think? No, he just came out and said, he will deliver thee, because God had manifested himself. And the king knew it. Hallelujah. He knew that Daniel was serving the true and the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they did put Daniel in the lion's den, and they set that stone there, laid it over the mouth of the den to keep him from getting out. The king had to seal it with his signet, and he went on and did what he had to do. Glory be to God. Nevertheless, the king went to his palace passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. He just did good. He fasted all night. He was concerned about Daniel. But at the same time, he believed that God would deliver. So the king rose up early in the morning, went in haste to that lion's den, and when he got there, he began to cry out in a lamentable voice. He cried to them, hoping and believing that Daniel would respond, that he would hear his voice. And so when the king said Daniel's name, he said, Daniel, oh, Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lion? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is able to deliver out of any situation. And so when the king said these words, when he asked that question, Daniel responded, saying unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Oh, glory be to God. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. No matter what kind of trouble or turmoil or tragedy is going on around us, if we believe in the God we serve, the true and the living God, he will protect us from any hurt coming on us, even though the enemy might set the trap for us and intend it for our hurt, for our trouble. God will turn it around. Hallelujah. And God will change it from bad to good. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. So the Lord protected Daniel while he was in that den with the lion. But the traps that the enemy set for someone, a lot of time they're the ones who end up falling into their own traps. They're the ones who end up suffering the consequences or getting into trouble. Hallelujah, because they try to stop a true believer, a child of God. They try to harm or hurt a believer in the Lord. One of the least of these little ones, if we do anything to them, Jesus, he will repay. Amen. Vengeance belongs to the Lord, and he will repay. Glory be to God. So they tried this against Daniel, but it backfired. It was actually them who ended up being thrown into the lion's den, their children, their wives, and the lions ate them up. And they could hear the bones breaking in pieces. And the lions, they fed off of them and their family. Now, how many princes were there? It was 100. They had presidents among them, and they were all cast into that lion's den, including their family. That was a large number of people. But God, he delivered them. God brought Daniel out. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes,
thank you. So I just want to say to you tonight to just wait on God it may seem like he's not going to deliver, but God will deliver. And I just want to read the 24th verse on down. And it reads, and the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had mastery over them, and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. So God will cause you to rise above all the works and traps of the enemy. Amen. And he will cause you to prosper and put the enemy to death. He will show up, and he will deliver you and rescue you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word of God. Praise the Lord. And I just want to encourage you tonight to just wait on the Lord and know that God will deliver. Hallelujah. Not maybe or might, but God will deliver. And you have to believe that for yourself. And the king, just thinking of how the king believed God so strongly because of Daniel and his faith in the Lord. Amen. The things that he saw God do for Daniel. Amen. The enemy hates the blessings of the Lord. And if God's got his hand on you and you're called out by God, sometimes even the ones who seem to be on your side, they are your enemy. They are against you. They act like they're trying to help you, but all the while, they're trying to deceive you. They're trying to put a stop to you. They're trying to impede your progress. They're trying to interfere with your ministry. Glory to God, but God will deliver. As the psalmist said, 27, verse 12, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemy. See, that's what they want. That's their will. But, Lord, don't deliver me over to their will. For false Amen. Witnesses are risen up against me, and that's what they were, the president, the princes that went to the king, they were false witnesses. That was falsehood. It was deceit. And they did this against him. They were breathing out cruelty because they wanted to stop him. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise Amen. To God. But thank God delivered. Amen. And at this time, we're going to prepare now to go to the Lord in prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So let us put our minds on the Lord, and let us go to the Lord in prayer, because, again, God will deliver. All we have to do is just wait on the Lord. He will give us strength. if we seem to get weak and it seems like he's just not going to show up, just seem like he's not going to move, just trust him anyway, because he will surely bring us out. If anybody tonight has a special request of the Lord, desiring deliverance, I want you to know God will deliver. If you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, right now you can repent of your sins and ask the Lord to deliver you from sin, to save your soul. Hallelujah. And he will deliver. He will save you. Glory to God. If you make up your mind that you want to accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, the Lord is ready right now. You don't have to put it off any longer, but you can accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Hallelujah. Maybe you are suffering with an illness in your body. You've been sick. The doctor has diagnosed you with an incurable disease or some kind of condition, and you need the Lord to make you whole. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God will deliver you from that condition, from that sickness or diagnosis. He has the power. He can do everything. There's nothing too hard for God. So at this time, let's put our minds on the Lord and let's believe God together. Let's take God at his word and know that he will deliver. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now asking you to have mercy upon us, Lord. We humble ourselves before you and we ask, God, that you will search our hearts. Whatever is in our hearts that's not right, we ask, Lord God, that you will please be compassionate and forgive us and take it away from us, Lord. We want you to work on us, oh God. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord, and lay your hand upon us. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Make everyone whole, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for the ones who have repented of their sins and are asking you to come into their hearts, are willing to accept you, Lord, as their personal Savior. We pray a special prayer, oh God, that you will save their souls. Oh my Lord God, in the name of Jesus, blot out their transgressions. Oh God, wash away their sins and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Use them for your service in the name of Jesus. Oh my Lord, we come to you on behalf of those who are suffering tonight. Oh God, we ask that you will be merciful and that you will bring them out, Lord, that you will bring deliverance unto them right now as we're praying, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on the bereaved families, Lord. Oh God, give them comfort and consolation. Please, Lord, wrap your loving arms around them and let them feel your closeness, oh God. Let them feel the warmth of your love. Oh, my Lord, uphold them during this difficult time in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Lord, for all of the names that are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, the names that were called and the names that were not called. We're praying tonight, Lord, and petitioning you, oh God, that you will move right now, Lord, as we pray this prayer. And touch, Lord Jesus. Deliver, my God. Work it out, Lord Jesus. Exit, Lord. Hallelujah. Open doors and make ways, Lord. Do wonders, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Take control, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will look on those, oh Lord, who are incarcerated tonight. Go, Lord, into every cell, oh my Lord, and make your holy visitation. Let your presence be felt. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let them feel a touch, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you will save dying souls everywhere. Save the lost souls. Oh, God, give the backsliders another chance, Lord. Help them to return unto you. Restore their souls. Reclaim them, oh, God. Help them to make it back before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, be merciful and have your way. Let your holy will be done. We believe you right now, oh, God, and we are taking you at your word. And if there's anything we should mention in this prayer, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Though spoken or unspoken, we ask, God, that you will grant every prayer request, every petition, yes, according to your holy will. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
glory
you,
Lord, to your name.
Thank,
thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank
you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. We
thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord. Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
thank
yes,
you.
Have your way. Have your
thank
way,
you,
Lord.
Lord. Thank yes, Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for prayer. Broadcast is
yes,
now
Lord,
into the hands of the host.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Kameen, saying God will deliver and encouraging us to wait on the Lord. And this was such a beautiful message. Just like God delivered Daniel, he can and he will deliver us too if we wait on him. And, you know, we don't have to change from serving God. Daniel, he didn't change. The Bible said when Daniel, when he knew that it was time, he purposely went to his place and he prayed 3 times a day just like he did. He didn't change. And I tell you, this was a beautiful message. I enjoyed it. Vanessa, thank you for the word of God. I want to go ahead and allow, as Vanessa though, to have remarks as well as any other clergy that may be on the line, but want to open up the floor first to Evangelist Mabel. God bless you, Evangelist Mabel.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that powerful message. Evangelist Kameen preached under the anointing. And I thank God it's a timely message, encouraging message. I tell you, it's a message that will give you more faith and strength. Glory to God. We can wait on the Lord. I don't care what condition we may be in or what might have happened in our life. If we just wait on the Lord, God will deliver. If we keep on praying and seeking his faith, he will deliver us. Glory to God. I believe him today. I take him at his word. There are so great a cloud of witnesses. Glory to God. There's no need for us to doubt God at a time like this.
Amen.
God has shown us in the scriptures and the word of God that he will deliver. And he said, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. That we just take the word of God in, God will deliver us. I don't care if it's against the odds. If we continue to wait, God will deliver. I thank the Lord for the beautiful message and for the anointed prayer that was prayed coming through Evangelist Kameen. And I tell you, I pray that you will continue to preach the word of God under the anointing, that the Lord continue to have his way in your life. I think that this is a stern message. Glory to God. I want to say to the people of God, all those who are seeking the Lord, those who need deliverance, those who want to be healed, saved, strengthened, or you need a deliverance from anything that is hindering you,
Glory to God. Just wait on the Lord. Just wait. God will deliver. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Nabel. And like you said, it's a very stirring message, especially if you've ever been delivered, if you've ever been in a situation where the odds were stacked against you and God delivered you and brought you out, and, you know, there was no other way that it happened except that it was God. Yeah, this message will touch you because you're a witness of what God can do. Thank God for those remarks coming through her. I do hear Brother Muhammad on the line. Brother Muhammad, would you like to, do you care to have some words?
Amen. God bless everybody. I just thank the Lord for what my ears heard. I didn't catch the whole message, but I just thank God for that beautiful message coming from Evangelist Hameen saying, we can wait on the Lord and he will deliver you. I did catch the prayer, and I thank God for it. Touching that prayer.
Amen.
Because I truly is assured, I'm a believer that God can do anything and all things. So I just thank God for the word of God. I encourage you, Rez, I mean the priest, please continue to preach the word of God. Very encouraging message. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks coming through, Brother Muhammad. You're in our prayers. And if no other clergy are on the line, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is just moving all by his spirit, pouring out his anointing.
Yes.
And I thank him for this touch. Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and sound like everybody's stirred up. Oh, hallelujah. This is joy night.
Yes.
We ought to keep on praising God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for this broadcast tonight. I thank him for how he continues to move. And I'm asking you to continue to keep me in your prayers. Praise the Lord. And just thank God for all of our listeners. Just want to ask you to continue to pray for us, pray for this ministry, for this broadcast. Amen. And for everything that you do to support us, we are grateful. We just thank God for you. Want you to know that we are praying for you and we love you. Praise God. And if there's nothing else, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. Anyone have anything else before we close out? If not, again, this is the conclusion of the broadcast, and we invite you to join us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., and we started this year. We are endeavoring to read the Bible this year, 2023, and we had our first scripture reading on last Sunday, and if you are kind of behind like I am, you know, try to read some scriptures because we're going to pick up where we think everybody should be on Sunday afternoon if it's the Lord's will. So get ready for more scripture reading on Sunday afternoon for that broadcast. Amen. It was so beautiful last week to hear the reading of the Word of God. It is just beautiful. So let's get ready for a treat on Sunday. That's the Lord's will. Until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.